The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Much of the world's education is based on anti-God, atheistic, macroevolutionary concepts. But where can you find true education? Believe it or not, tomorrow's world will bring an absolute revolution in education. But you personally can find the true values of education now. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, "What is true education?" And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Some institutions of higher learning have taught deceptive and deficient knowledge under the guise of intellectual inquiry. Take, for example, the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. His ideas are still widespread among many so-called intellectuals. More than a century ago, Nietzsche wrote a book titled Thus Spake Zarathustra. He coined a phrase that would linger in anti-God minds to this day. He said, "God is dead." During the tumult of the 1960s, this concept leapt out of the philosophy books and into the news headlines. Time magazine asked on its April 8, 1966 cover, "Is God dead?" Well, is God dead? Of course not. But many intelligent people believe that lie even today. The truth is, Nietzsche is dead, and God is alive. Many Western educators have thrown out the foundation of truth, the Holy Bible. They've replaced the spiritual, eternal laws of God with humanistic materialism and relativism. They teach there are no absolutes. There is no God but the self. My friends, that idiocy ends in the likes of immoral, perverse Sodom and Gomorrah. Judge Robert Bork wrote in his book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, quote, "We are well along the road to the moral chaos that is the end of radical individualism. Gomorrah is our probable destination." While the world continually increases in technical and material knowledge, it is spiraling downward in moral and spiritual knowledge. Just what is true education? What is true knowledge? On today's program, we'll explore the foundation of true education. We'll see the light of a new educational system that will revolutionize our way of life worldwide. We'll see the kind of true knowledge that can lead your children and grandchildren to joy, to peace, and prosperity in today's world and for all nations and peoples in tomorrow's world. If you have your Bible, turn to the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. The great master teacher reveals the basis of true education. The Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, said this to his audience, John 8 and verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Much of the world is still in darkness and ignorance. Whole nations, cultures, and peoples are slaves to false knowledge. But it's the truth that frees us from false knowledge. The true Christianity of the first century involved a way of life that set an example for all times. That example included the practice of the spiritual laws of God, the Ten Commandments, and the way of love taught by Jesus Christ. Later, followers abandoned the apostolic Christianity of the first century, and they compromised with paganism. As we've discussed on previous telecasts, we see many pagan customs throughout modern Christianity's traditions today. The intellectual movement of the 18th century sought to counter the perceived superstition of religion. The Age of Enlightenment taught that rational and scientific thinking would free minds from the limitations of religious thinking. The problem was that the so-called enlightened thinkers threw away the true foundation of knowledge. Much of the 18th century religion had also done the same. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But what is truth? There is scientific truth that can be tested. and science can, to some extent, describe the what and how of natural laws, but it cannot explain the why of our existence and that of the universe. Real truth is based on the ultimate reality, the existence of the Creator God. We presented proofs of God's existence in previous programs. The ultimate reality, the Creator God, has given us a revelation of His awesome plan and His purpose for human beings. That revelation is the Holy Bible. This is the source of the greatest truth of all, spiritual truth. Let's see how the Bible defines truth. If you have your Bible again, turn to John, the 17th chapter. Jesus was praying to His Father the night before His crucifixion. He prayed for His disciples in John 17 and verse 17. Sanctify them by Your truth. Your Word is truth. Yes, the Word of God is truth. If you haven't done so already, you need to prove to yourself whether the Bible is the revelation of the Creator God. The Apostle Paul wrote this about the inspiration of the Bible. Turn to 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The original Greek word translated inspiration means divinely breathed in. So the New International Version translates it this way. All Scripture is God-breathed. Yes, Holy Scripture, the Bible, is the source of true knowledge. True education, then, must be based on the revealed truth of God. Many longtime viewers know about the founder of Ambassador College, Herbert W. Armstrong. The cornerstone of the first campus he founded was inscribed, "The Word of God is the foundation of knowledge." I challenge university administrators, professors, and students, do you know the true purpose and meaning of life? Or do you go along with the evolutionary concept that man is only an animal? The truth is, there is a spiritual component in the human brain that differentiates animal brain from human mind. Now, some few scientists have concluded that the only way to explain the output and the performance of the human mind compared with animal brain is the presence of a spirit component. This conclusion agrees with the revealed truth. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? This is not an immortal soul. It is a spirit essence combined with the human brain that empowers humans far beyond the instinct of animals. God reveals the simple truth. The human mind consists of physical brain combined with spirit essence called in your Bible the spirit of man. The human mind has been a mystery to scientists. Time magazine focused a special issue on the 100 most influential scientists and thinkers of the 20th century. Sir John Maddox, author of What Remains to be Discovered, concluded this issue in an article entitled, What's Next? This is what he wrote about the subject of thinking. Quote, how the brain manages to think is a conundrum with a millennial time scale. All animals have brains so as to be able to move about. Signals from the senses, eyes, ears, nostrils, or skin, as the case may be, send messages to the spinal cord, which moves the limbs appropriately. But thinking involves the consideration of alternative responses, many of which have not been experienced, but have been merely imagined. The faculty of being conscious of what is going on in the head is an extra puzzle. A century from now, electronic shops or websites will be advertising all kinds of gadgets that simulate some of the workings of the human brain. But neuroscientists will still be struggling to understand the thinking machine in all our heads. End of quote. Sir John Maddox admits the problem that has faced researchers over the ages. He stated, how the brain manages to think is a conundrum with a millennial time scale. And the faculty of being conscious of what is going on in the head is an extra puzzle. He predicts that even a century from now, the puzzle will not be solved. Why? Because education based solely on material and physical knowledge is woefully limited. When an educational system rejects the existence of God and of spirit, it rejects ultimate reality and ultimate truth. My friends, you can have true education. Not just material knowledge, but knowledge that transcends the thinking of the greatest philosophers, scientists, and intellectuals who have ever lived. The greatest educator is the Creator God, and the greatest teacher is His Son, Jesus Christ. As Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He stated clearly that God's Word, revealed in the Bible, is truth. To help you in your study of the Bible and your search for truth, we'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled, "What is True Education?" The world is full of what Herbert W. Armstrong called educated fools. But true education is available to all who go to the real foundation of knowledge, the Bible. This audio tape will help you review the quotes and biblical references we've given on this program. God has given all humans the gift of mind power. You can understand more than the great intellectuals who are blinded to the truth. This audio tape will help you in your search for truth. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of What is True Education? And if you're not already a subscriber to our free magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll automatically send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine helps answer the deeper questions and mysteries of life, knowledge that is unavailable at most schools, colleges, and universities. So be sure to call right today for your free audio tape, What is True Education?, and your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
On the first part of our program, we saw that true education is based on knowledge that is revealed by God. God gave us human minds with which to observe, think, and reason. He's given us amazing abilities to research, plan, design, build, and create. That ability can only be explained by the spirit in man, which is combined with the human brain. The greatest scientists are mystified by the human mind. As Sir John Maddox wrote, "The thinking ability of humans is a conundrum with a millennial time scale, and that consciousness is an extra puzzle." He also stated that even a century from now, neuroscientists will be struggling to understand the thinking machine in all our heads. Yet the Bible reveals the fundamental answers that scientists will be struggling with even a century from now. But certainly, we should be impressed with the educational system of the Western world, or should we? Universities can successfully teach some areas of material knowledge, but even then, we must question the purposes of such institutions. Isn't the primary mission of a university to educate its students? You would think so. But listen to this quote from Charles J. Sykes in his book, Prof Scam. He writes, quote, "The average American persists in thinking that the classroom is the center of activity of a university. Because it makes for good relations with the public, as well as with the legislature, university administrators encourage such fanciful notions. But among themselves, they know how anachronistic and downright inaccurate they are." Asked to describe the mission of his school, a vice chancellor of a Big Ten university listed 5 separate areas of responsibility. End of quote. What would you think the number one responsibility of a university should be? To educate its students? Not according to this Big Ten university. The number one mission was, quote, "economic development, followed by service to the state, the creation of new knowledge, training graduate students, and finally, dead last, teaching," end of quote. Amazing. Educational institutions have their own man-made cultures that revolve around economics, sports, and politics. That's not to say some universities have strong reputations for teaching certain disciplines. But true education must go far beyond knowledge production. And true education must teach spiritual values of life that come from God's Word, the Bible. The humanistic, anti-God foundation of many educational institutions influences millions of minds toward the false values of relativism. So we find a society and a culture that cannot even figure out the difference between right and wrong. Dr. Douglas Winnale wrote in Tomorrow's World magazine the following, quote, "The fundamental issue in the culture war that has enveloped America and the West is the jettisoning of our religious heritage and traditions. By embracing relativism, the idea that there is no absolute truth and everyone determines values for themselves, we undermine traditional values. We destroy our sense of right and wrong, and we damage our ability to make crucial decisions." End of quote. Let me ask you, can one be truly educated if he doesn't know the difference between right and wrong? Rejecting the reality of the Creator God and His values leads to ignorance and foolishness. The Apostle Paul powerfully condemns those intellectuals who reject the truth and the reality of God. Romans 1 and verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Now notice this, "professing to be wise, they became fools." The Bible's indictment against anti-God education is very strong. Read Psalm 14, for example. Psalm 14, verse 1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat up bread, and do not call on the Lord?" Yes, my friends, true education must be based on the truth of God. All other foundations are based on vanity. So where can you start? Real life and education begins with a willingness to follow the great teacher. This is what he taught his students, his disciples, in Matthew 19 and verse 17. "But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus went on to list several of the Ten Commandments. Why are the Ten Commandments so foundational to true education? Because they plainly tell us what is right and wrong. They educate us to the way of peace and prosperity. On the other hand, the transgressing of spiritual laws results in severe penalties. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Galatians 6 and verse 7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." The philosophy of relativism espoused by institutions of higher learning foolishly ignores the consequence of what they are sowing. The culture that rejects the Ten Commandments will reap the consequence of destruction and death. But those who pursue the way of God and the laws of God, there's a happier result. King David, inspired by God, wrote this about the benefits of true education. He said in Psalm 119 and verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me." The eternal principles, precepts, and laws of God are a way of life that clearly teach right from wrong, that give us absolutes that lead to true understanding. David said he had more understanding than the ancients. That's true today. You can have more understanding than the famous Greek philosophers. You can have more understanding than intelligent professors. You can have more wisdom than your enemies. Why? Because you have God's absolute standards for righteousness. As King David said in this 119th Psalm, "For you yourself have taught me." Once you begin to apply the spiritual laws of God as taught in the Bible, as magnified by Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount, you can have a greater understanding and true knowledge. It tells us in Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." We all have an incredible human potential. God's purpose for all humanity is for us to live forever in His kingdom and in His family. We've explained this fully on previous programs. God created human beings in His own image, and He gave humans dominion over the animal life and environment as a training ground to learn godly character and responsibility. He gave humans the spirit of man. That spirit, combined with our brain, produces human mind power. The ability to choose, the gift of free moral agency, gives us the opportunity to learn God's nature and character. God has given us all a choice. True education helps us to make the right choice. Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God gives us a choice. "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." Thank God that through His calling, through the revelation of the truth of your Bible, you can also make the right choice. If you respond to that calling, God will give you the missing dimension in knowledge. Listen to this amazing promise in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 9. "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." God will reveal spiritual knowledge to you through the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on to explain the difference in knowledge of the converted Christian to that of the unconverted person. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Paul goes on to explain in verse 14, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The world is lacking in true knowledge because it lacks the Spirit of God. It's time for all of us to seek the truth. Jesus promised in John 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But there's a requirement. Did you notice what Jesus said in the previous verse, verse 31? "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, 'If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed.'" We must not only be students of the Bible, the Word of God, but we must also live that way of life. As Jesus said in Luke 4:4 and Matthew 4:4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." True Christianity is a way of life. It's the way of truth and true values of education. Herbert W. Armstrong established three colleges based on the principles of true education. Their motto was, "Recapture true values." Students were taught to apply the biblical values to every facet of life, including art, literature, science, music, humor, and human relations. If you and I begin to follow that precept in our lives, we can begin to fulfill Jesus' statement in John 10 and verse 10. "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." World peace will come only through the coming kingdom of God and true education. What is true education? True education is training in truth, and the Bible is the starting point for truth. It tells us how to love God and how to love our neighbor. It teaches us the true way of life. As Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." To help you in your study of this most vital subject, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled, What is True Education? The Bible makes it plain that the greatest truths have been hidden from the greatest minds. Jesus prayed this inspiring prayer in Matthew 11, verse 25. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Yes, God gives wonderful truth to those common people who are genuinely converted and yielded to him. You can know more than the greatest minds of this world. The kingdom of God in tomorrow's world will establish true education for all nations and all peoples. But you can start now. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of What is True Education? This audio tape will give you the opportunity to review the quotes and biblical references we've given you on this program. So call or write today for your free audio tape entitled What is True Education? And if you're not already a subscriber to our free magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll automatically send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine helps answer the deeper questions and mysteries of life, knowledge that is unavailable at most schools, colleges, and universities. So be sure to call or write today for your free audio tape, What is True Education, and your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
We hope you'll join us each and every week on Tomorrow's World. Dr. Meredith and I will be discussing Bible prophecy and answers to the deeper questions of life. This is the education that you need, based on the truth, the central truth of God's Word. And we all need to be praying as the psalmist did, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in your truth and teach me. So I hope, my friends, that you will be joining us every week to learn more of that truth. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. That address again is www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.